Hola mi gente, my name is Jessica Yáñez and I want you to join me for some wine and chisme. The Wine and Chisme podcast was created to amplify voices across communities of color, all while drinking a glass of wine. From wine talk, interviews, and recaps of all things pop culture, join me every Wednesday for the chisme. Please make sure to check out the Wine and Chisme podcast and other amazing podcasts as part of the Latina Podcasters Network.
Hey girl, welcome back to a new episode of the Fearless Mujer. So excited that you're here. Thank you for stopping by for another cup of virtual cafecito. All right, girl, I have a question for you. Have you ever felt rejected by other women? Have you ever felt like, man, I need other women in my life, but I've been hurt. I've been betrayed. Girl, I get it. Okay. Because I had a sister wound and a mother wound early on in life. And I also got hurt by women in the church. So maybe you've been hurt in church. Maybe you've just been hurt in general by other women. Well, girl, I am featuring sisterhood conversations with amazing mujeres because I've been there. I know what that pain is like. And this is why I preach, like, you can sit with us because, girl, I know what that's like. I know what it feels like to walk into a room and feel like automatically, I don't belong here, right? Women are really good at staring at you like that, right? The mean mugs. But I just want you to know that not all women are like that. I can tell you that because, girl, it's probably been like 13 years that I've been able to heal from, you know, that kind of wound and really allow women into my life. And in this season, girl, it has been these amazing women who have lifted me up, prayed for me, and God has really used them in my life. So I am featuring these beautiful, strong women who are also part of the Fearless Mujer Conference. So the Rise Girl Rise Conference. They are speakers. They are part of the live Cafecito and Amigas session. And they're really here to share their heart with you, to tell you why it's important to have women in your corner and in your community, and really the power of having sisters. Now, some of them are going to share their own experience of like not fitting in, of being hurt. And I really just want you to listen with an open heart because the women that I'm featuring, I've gotten to know them and they are beautiful women inside and out. They're talented. And so if you are new here and you're like, girl, what are you talking about? Well, Fearless Mujer is having its first conference on July 13th. This is not just an ordinary conference. Okay. I talk about how I feel like a viejita when I talk about conferences, but this is really a celebration. We're celebrating you. Whatever season you're in, we're celebrating you. You can sit with us. We want to love on you. We want to support you. These women are going to share their stories with you of overcoming impossible things and having to learn how to rise up in hard times. And really, they're here to give you hope. They're here to serve you. And most of them, really, they're just doing it from the bottom of their heart. So I just want you to know that there is a community for you. This is not just a podcast. This is truly a sisterhood. It's a safe space for you to know that, girl, you are celebrated here. You do not have to dim your light here. And we're also celebrating the launch of the 1 year anniversary of the launch of Dear Fearless Mujer, You Were Created for More, which is the first book that I authored. And we're going to have a DJ. It's going to be a whole party, girl. So you don't want to miss it on July 13th. You can go to fearlessmujer.com/event. Grab your ticket. This isn't an ordinary Latina empowerment event, girl. This is a whole sisterhood celebration. And if that scares you, I hope that after you listen to some of these convos, which are going to go into next month as well, I hope and I pray that you will have a change of heart because once you experience true sisterhood, girl, you'll never be the same. Now, you're going to get two for the price of one today. Just kidding. There's going to be two sisterhood convos on this episode. So the first one is my amiga Michelle Watson, who's married to an amazing man of God, Shay Watson. They together co-host the Pantry Podcast. She is the owner of Busy Christian Creatives, and she also has a faith-based apparel company. Now, you're going to be able to find all of her links in the show notes. She also has a YouTube channel with her beautiful little daughter, Kalia, and she's a homeschool mom. So she wears a lot of different hats. But let me tell you, this girl is multi-talented. She is amazing, and she has such a beautiful heart. And she's going to talk to us about just her experience, you know, growing up with other women and friends, and why it's important to have sisterhood. The second conversation you're going to hear is Cassandra Morales, an amazing mujer who really has a heart to just love on other women. And I've gotten to know her a little bit. And let me just say, she is such a beautiful person. Cassandra Morales is a founder of Freedom Mentorship. It's an online community of women who are walking through healing from trauma into triumph. And she really helps equip women. I can't talk right now. She helps equip women in really understanding their identity. So it's so powerful. She's married to her high school sweetheart, and she's a mom of four. She's such an amazing mujer. Truly, she is. I love her. She has such a beautiful heart to serve women. And so you can actually find out more about Cassandra if you go to freedom.ministry on Instagram, and you can learn more about Michelle. You can listen to their podcast if you go to Instagram at The Pantry Podcast. All right, amiga, listen, go grab your ticket. Go to fearlessmujer.com/events. Go read more about what this is all about. We're going to have giveaways, vendors. It's going to be such a beautiful time of really celebrating one another and really being there for each other. And you never know who you're going to meet, okay? Because I've met so many people at events and on social media. But anyway, girl, go share this episode with your amigas and your primas, because something powerful happens when we lift each other up. Listen, I didn't say this, but if you are in the DFW area, right, we're having this conference in Fort Worth. So if you're in Texas and you want to drive out here, you want to fly out here and make it a girls' night out, I encourage you to do that. If it's on your heart, girl, just invest in yourself, take that leap, do it, because you, I promise you, you will not regret it. It is going to be a time where you're going to be empowered, you're going to be equipped, and I pray that you never leave the same. All right, amiga, share this episode, grab your cafecito. God bless you. Hola, mujer. Welcome to the Fearless Mujer Podcast. I'm Micaela, the voice behind the mic and the creator of this podcast. I'm the author of the book, Dear Fearless Mujer, You Were Created for More, where I share my raw journey of healing, finding my voice, and true identity. Amiga, I'm truly on a mission to empower Latinas everywhere to know that their setbacks, pain, trials, and heartache cannot stop them from stepping into their God-given purpose. On this podcast, I'll empower you to let go of your limiting beliefs so you can step into your confidence and never have to dim your light again. Girl, this is your space to shine. No matter what season of life you find yourself in, here you'll be equipped with tools that will help you heal, accomplish your goals, and dream big so you can impact those around you. And if you've been looking for your tribe, well, you just found it. Girl, just like you, I'm a busy mujer. I'm balancing life, motherhood, and business, one cup of cafecito at a time. But I also know that being in community is so powerful. The Fearless Mujer is not just a podcast, it's a sisterhood. And together we'll dive into this journey of life, motherhood, business, and whatever else you got going on. So you ready? Grab your cafecito and let's do this. Right. So I have my friend Michelle Watson here, who is one of our speakers for our live Cafecito and Amiga session. Michelle, thank you for coming back on the podcast.
I love being here.
Girl,
thank you.
We're having virtual cafecito.
I know. Well, and soon real cafecito.
Yeah.
That's what's cool.
And I'm so excited because, you know, I've been excited about the conference, but at the same time, kind of like, ooh, like there's so much to do, right?
Right.
And I just want to give you a shout out because you've been working behind the scenes with me. And that's why whenever I go live or I say something about the conference, I'm like, my amigas and I, because
yeah,
I want people to know there's other women involved in this. And it's not because, you know, we don't have other things to do. It's because we want to serve women. We want to be there for them. And that's why when I thought about, okay, having this panel of speakers, I'm like, well, who, like, I always take it to God, like, okay, God, who should be there, right? Who needs to be there? Because if you know anything about me, I'm not seeking a platform or whatever, right? I'm really just trying to serve people. And I'm like, oh, I remember I told her, and I'm like, I want to ask Michelle, but I know she lives really far, but like, oh, I want to ask her. And then, you know, I finally did. And so you said, yes. So anyway, Michelle, cause I can go on and on today. We're just gonna talk a little bit about sisterhood.
Right.
But I do want you to let people know a little bit about you for those who have not met you.
Yeah. So me and my husband, we co-host the Pantry Podcast, where we serve up Jesus and not junk food. And we bring the word in very relatable ways into the things that people deal with in their everyday. And we also have a little kids YouTube channel with our daughter called What's Up with the Watsons. She asks to do it, but we're very family oriented and we live right outside of DC, like you said, like far away from you, but totally worth the flight. And then I also am the owner of a small business called Busy Christian Creatives, where I help busy Christian creatives maximize their output while minimizing all of the things that they already have limited, their time, their skills, and their money. And so that's me in a nutshell. There's a lot of other random things I could say, but that's kind of like the three, I guess, headliners, things that people can
go look and see. What you didn't say was that you're multi-talented. Like, girl, you know how to do all kinds of things. First of all, if you need graphics done, hit up Michelle because she's awesome. I don't know. You just amazed me. When you were editing your pictures like a while ago, I'm like, this girl does so much. Like, she's so lucky to have her. but I love you guys. I love you and your husband so much because I think from the moment we met, you know, like what, 3 years ago, something like that.
Yeah, wow, yeah.
I'm like, man, these people are so real. And I think that just in, I'm going to say Christian culture, air quotes, you don't see a lot of that realness anymore. So it's refreshing when you're like, man, you can be real, you can be yourself. And I love your authenticity and just your boldness, right, to speak mm-hmm. up for Jesus. Because like, I'm even referring to this conference, like, why am I doing all this if it's not for God?
Right.
Then I'm working out of vain and like just emptiness, you know, that's my heart. But really what I want to talk about today is having been someone that has gotten hurt in church, but even before that, right? Like, I've been a believer for 15 years now, which makes me feel really old. Like, oh, God, I'm old. But, you know, rewinding, you know, to when I was a little kid, I did not have a strong relationship with the women in my family that I should have, except for my grandma. I loved her very much. But, you know, just those women that you typically see that, wow, like they just love each other.
Right.
I'm grateful though, because I do have, I think, that strong relationship with my daughter now. Like it's something that God's really building that bond. Mm-hmm. And so the reason I'm bringing that up is when we get hurt by other women, it's sort of like we carry these scars.
Right.
And in my season right now of what I have been walking through, it's literally the women, the sisters that God has brought my way that I'm like, whoa, like, I value these women so much. And we hear a lot like in the church, oh, you can't do life alone. But regardless, in the church or not, you can't do life alone, you know, because you're going to go through stuff. So I guess what I want to ask you is, why is it so important that we have sisterhood and even step out in faith and boldness when we've been hurt by other women?
Right. Yeah, I think that's a good question, because when I look back at my own life, there was always drama with the girls in school, right? Now, I went to public school the whole time. So, you know, it's like it's a mixed bag, you know, and it was awesome. I wouldn't trade my experience because of how it shaped me. But yeah, there was a lot of drama, you know, like there was always, you know, a girl jealous you were playing with this girl, or a girl that liked the same boy, or a girl that just didn't like you, right? And so that starts off the trajectory when you're little. And then as I grew up, I got two very close girlfriends in middle school that ended up not wanting to be my friend. Now, I had flaws myself. I'm not going to be like, oh, I was perfect and they were mean. we all had flaws, but they both acknowledged jealousy in me, which I think made it hurt me because I was hurting on the inside. And this is a deeper story, but in short, I was hurting on the inside. I was always depressed. I was always lonely. I was always anxious. And I'm here I am like a teen, like brand new teenager. And they're jealous of my material things. Mm-hmm. Now they had hard lives as well. Like, mm-hmm. And in some regards, harder than mine. Like they experienced things I never had to experience. However, they were looking at the material things that I had and say, and letting that jealousy rule. And so they started nitpicking and being hypersensitive of my flaws, mm-hmm. because I definitely had them, but it wasn't a two-way street. You know, I was very, you know, I guess I felt betrayed. That's how I felt. And they kind of walked away and they tried to take other people with them instead of just walking away on their own. You know, back when you're that age, you try to take other people with you. Then, you know, I kind of rebuild a friend group that was much better, much healthier, but of course, you know, still without the Lord. So, you know, morality is different between each person. Everyone has tons of flaws and struggles and no one's getting any of them fixed or worked on because we're just trying to figure it out on our own. And what's amazing is I kept that friend group and I was like, this is my friend group for life. And then I came to Christ after college. And the people I'd been hanging out with since like 10th grade started slowly fading away. And it wasn't that they were like, ew, you're a Christian now. It's just over time, you know, bars and drinking was big in mm-hmm. our life. Now it wasn't big in mine. Mm-hmm. Complaining and negativity was big in our lives, was not big in mine anymore. And so, you know, similarities kind of ceased. But the two maids of honor that I had at my wedding, I haven't spoken to since, you know, my daughter was 3 months old and she's four now. So when I was in the church, I was very uninterested in women's ministry, very uninterested in getting to know the women, praying for friends, but not trying to find them or plug into all the women. Cause I was like, women are catty, women are judgy, women hate men, but then go running to them when they need help. And, you know, I had all of these feelings inside mm-hmm. and I didn't want to deal with any of it. And I think that all of that to say, I get what hurt is. You know, I even mm-hmm. have a half sister that has never spoken to me, but I have a half brother who's in my life. So I'm used to girls holding grudges, feeling some sort of way, you know, side eye, all that. But what does God say? He says that we are the body of Christ.
Yeah.
That Christ is the head, the part that dictates everything else, right? If you don't have a head, you don't have a life. Mm-hmm. However, we are everything neck down, right? So he's using us. And this isn't to say we're great. It's just he's working with what he's got and he's bringing it all up to par. And now that we're part of the body, we get to experience his diet, his exercise regimen, how he treats his body. He treats his body with respect, with dignity, with care, with provision. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not his whole body. And like in the same way that you're not his whole body walking around, I'm not his whole body. We're each, you know, considering how many of us there are and how different our skills are, we're all like a cell in the body, mm-hmm. right? And we all have some role to play and it's crucial and we're valuable. And he sees that in us and he's nurturing us. He's not just like, oh, this, I'll drink this and my body's better. No, he cares on an individual cellular level. He cares about us. And my skills will bless others in the body and their skills bless me. And he often uses us to give one another the hug that he doesn't give us physically right now. The words that we need to hear, the reinforcement, the confirmations, the challenges. He uses us to sharpen and improve and bless and serve one another. So saying that we're all by ourselves, it's just not the same. You're saying like, how long can one individual cell in your body last without the rest of it?
Wow.
You know, you might have a life, but what kind of life? What's the quality like? You know, how many synthetic things are you plugged into just to get by? So, yeah.
Wow. Oh my goodness. That is so good. And, you know, the reason I talked about church hurt was because, oh my God, like there's so much that I could say about that. Right. And obviously like we want to hear from other women. So it's so hard to just you could dive so deep into that. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I love that because I think that you know, the reason I talked about church hurt was because you trust people, right? And you think sometimes that, okay, those people look like they have it together. Right. Let me try to trust them, right? But then you get hurt and it's like all over again to childhood or middle school, kind of like what you're sharing. Yeah. And I had that same mentality that, you know, because I was always a pretty daughter, right? Mm-hmm. The pretty girl. Well, girls are jealous of me or this and that. And right. We know that women can be that way. But at the same time, when we reach a place where we understand who we are and who God says that we are, then what ends up happening is that there's no competition. There's no jealousy. Right. It really, truly begins this kind of harmony, this environment, this,
right.
Hey, let me love on you.
Right.
Hey, look at what my sister's doing. Just kind of what you were saying,
yeah.
How we're all so gifted in different areas and skilled differently, right? God created us so different, but at the same time, we complement each other. And it can be the smallest thing where, okay, like, for example, I'm like, I got to make all these graphics. I got to do all these things for the conference. And I'm like, Michelle.
Yeah, I know, right? And I was like, thank you. Praise God. I have a job.
Okay, that's a whole other episode. No, okay.
I know, right?
I could talk about that too. No, but for me, it's always like, if my friend knows how to do something, I'm going to bless them, right? And right. So I'm like, I'm going to pay you, girl, right? Because
yeah.
I appreciate and honor your gift, right? What you do. But just that alone, like when you're showing me the graphics, I'm like, oh, this is great. Like, I don't right. know how to do this. But you love doing that because that's your gift. So
yeah.
All that to say that, you know, for the woman that feels like I don't want to be around women, like right. we get it. That's yes. why we're talking about this, because we yes. get it, right?
Yes.
And we know how that feels. But I reached a moment where God was like, hey, everyone's not going to hurt you.
Right.
And of course, I'm not saying trust everyone. You got to really discern people and feel them out, right? Because not everyone, I actually heard a thing that said, this girl, she said, not everyone is anointed to be your friend. I don't know that other kind of women would be able to give me the grace that I've needed in this season.
Right.
That's when you're really going to see who your friends are, when you're going through stuff.
Yeah.
When you're experiencing things. And guess what? Whether you're in church or not in church, right?
Yeah.
I don't really think this is even about church in this very moment, but whether you're in church or not, whether you were walking with God and now you're not, you need people in your corner.
Yeah.
You need people in your life who are going to be like, hey, girl, I know you're going through that, but God has something more for you.
Yeah.
We need that. And so I love that you mentioned that, because, you know, we aren't perfect. I think sometimes people, you know, we're going to wrap up in just a second, but people look at our social media, you know, and they hear our podcast, right? Like, I'm sure this happens to you. People get very excited when they meet you. Like, I love your podcast, right?
It's happened twice, which was humbling both times, where we met someone that didn't know us and then recognized us, and then we were excited. So,
it's one of those things where for me anyway, like, I'll say to myself, I'm like, girl, I know why I'm doing it. I'm doing it right. for God.
I clean a toilet too. Like,
I got to clean my dirty kitchen. No,
right.
I think people get this perception, but at the end of it all, it's like, okay, yeah, I may be doing this thing, but yet I'm still here to serve you. Just like Jesus.
Yes.
I may be here with leading the masses, right?
Yeah.
But I'm going to wash your feet. And
right.
so the whole thing with the conference, the theme is Rise Up, Rise Girl, Rise. We want to be there for you. We want you to know that no matter what you're going through, we're there for you. We love you. And I don't want to sound weird, but girl, we want to wash your feet. We want whatever you're going through. We want to help you wipe your tears. And yeah. maybe you're in a good season. You're in a good place. We want to encourage you as you move on to your new accomplishments and goals. And so, Michelle, I do want to know, what are you looking forward to the most about this conference, besides hanging out with me? No, I'm kidding.
I know. No, because that's like, truly, I'm so excited. I think to meet other women, because I've been very blessed through God's just providence. He has brought me a circle of godly women who give you advice based on scripture and do not compete. All the things that I didn't have and that I myself was struggling to be, and now I have them. And I have a group of women now that, like, it's real talk, but it's godly wisdom, right? Yeah. And so I think meeting another group of women that aren't from here, mm-hmm. right? Because sometimes you can think you just found a unicorn. To meet, like sometimes I'm like, man, like, how many good guys are out there other than my husband? Because I feel so blessed. Mm-hmm. When I meet one that is, right, outside of our local body, because again, if our local body is a unicorn, then, like, of course, we're going to have a few solid men in there, right? But, like, when I meet one seven states over, I'm like, they are out there for other women, right? In the same way, those are friends of someone. Those are good friends for someone else, right? Like, I think meeting them, and then a friend of mine from here wants to fly down with me or over, down and over, and seeing her get to meet a group of women that same way, it's going to be a blessing. And of course, anytime anyone gets anything out of a single word God puts in my heart, I just get humbled again because, you know, he's filling me. I'm a cup running over.
Yeah.
And I'm just always excited when someone gets something because I love when he uses me. I love when he uses anyone. That's really what charges my day is hoping I'm being used and not just because, like, that's the purpose. You don't want to be like, oh, what did I live for? What's this life all about? What's my purpose? What's my calling? What, like, but when you realize it's to be used by God and bring him glory, it's like, oh,
yeah,
he can do that in all these different ways. And as long as like at the end of the day, if he's used me one time, well, wow, that's more than I felt like used in a good way 10 years ago, you know? Yeah. So I'm really excited about that, to just hear these other women saying God-given stuff, encouraging stuff, and encouraging a crowd of women that need to be there. And that's why they're there.
I love that. Oh my God. That last stuff you said, like, yes, because I'll share this really quick.
Yeah.
Someone had messaged me and said, how do you just show up like so strong, everything that basically I've been going through, which I feel blessed. Like, I feel no, maybe in the beginning I felt chaotic, but I feel no chaos. I'm just like, messy is freaking beautiful.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And all I said to her, I said, well, I don't know if this is the answer you're looking for, but I never started anything to build a platform. I always just did it for him. And I think just relating to what you're saying, when we know that we are being used by God, right? And not, I don't mean it in a way of like, oh, we're being abused, right? No, I mean,
it's the good kind.
Right. We're doing good works for him. And it's not about religion. It's that, okay, I know my gifts are for God, are for other people. Then it's just easier to show up and walk in that and flow in that so genuinely. So, all right, amiga, for those of you listening who are like, man, Michelle's pretty amazing. She is amazing. Go follow her, listen to their podcast, the Pantry Podcast. You can follow them on IG. I'll put all your links in the show notes.
Thank you.
And girl, grab your ticket. This conference, like I said, it's not just another Latina empowerment event. You're going to hear real talk, just like Michelle was talking about the women that she has in her life. You're going to find them there. If you don't have them yet, you're going to find them. I promise. You can sit with us. Go to fearlessmujer.com/events. Grab your ticket. We want to see you there on July 13th. Any last words, Michelle?
I think one last thought is that even if they prove they don't know how to handle your struggles, it doesn't make them a bad friend. It makes them an imperfect person. Mm-hmm. So give grace when you need grace, because none of us know how to handle it every time.
Yeah.
But God will send you the people who do.
Wow. Oh, that's good. On that note, mic drop. All right, guys. We love you. God bless you. Can't wait to see you in July. Have an amazing day.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Well, I'm here with Cassandra. She has been on this podcast before, and I just want to say how excited I am that Cassandra's a part of the Rise Girl Rise Conference. But yay. Cassandra, for those of you that don't know you, welcome, girl. Welcome. Tell us about who Cassandra is.
Hey, girl. Hey. Welcome to everyone listening, tuning in. My name is Cassandra Morales. I am the founder, along with my husband, of Freedom Ministry. We focus on inner healing with women and just collaborating with different families to keep it centered on God and just grow as a family. And just the women is my heart right now. The women is just to rise up other women. And it goes so good with the conference. I just love it.
I love it. Okay. Well, when I started to plan this conference out, it was going to be something totally different, just empowering Latinas. And, you know, a lot of people don't know. I went through a really hard season recently, and it was just God really showing me like how many other women are not able to rise in their hard season. And one of the things that I've learned is the power of sisterhood, the power of not just the power, but the importance of having women around you that you can't say, hey, I'm not okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm going through this. And something I had shared before was like, get you some, let me pray for you type of amigas, right? Because when the women, even if you don't have a relationship with God, but women who say, I'm going to pray for you, I think about before I knew God and just like in my toxic days, right?
My BC days, yeah, before
like,
Christ.
You know, when I was a hot mess. I mean, I can still kind of be messy, but you know, not like that. You know, but how you would tell someone what you were going through. And if you notice when you are toxic, you attract those people and they're like egging you on, right? They're kind of feeding into your anger and your grief and your sadness. But when you have other type of women who are like, hey girl, I see you feel messy right now, but let me pray for you.
Yeah.
What can I do for you? How can I serve you? And so, man, I've learned such a valuable lesson that I would not have learned any other way I not gone through this painful season. A powerful lesson in like, even if they're not like in your inner circle, but you trust them and you're like, hey, I really just need prayer for this.
Yes.
And sometimes we don't want to do that, because when we're going through things, we tend to like be embarrassed and things like that. And so anyway, Cassandra, I want to hear from you. Like when you've gone through things, like what have maybe you've seen about sisterhood and the importance of it?
Yes, I first wanted to say that there is, in your pain, there was a purpose. And that's a moment that you just can testify on in such a powerful way. So know that you have purpose in that pain. But you've already coming out of that, girl, and you're coming out of it even stronger. It's like that saying, what the enemy meant for evil, God, turn it around. Come on, now we're going to rise up some other women. And the enemy just better he just better walk away right now, because you are on fire. So yeah, of course I've been in those situations. Who hasn't? I mean, we're all women here. Women. Yeah. There's a lot of things with women. What I've learned though is, hurt women.
Wow.
Healed women help heal women.
Yeah.
And I've learned that from a personal place of walking through that and just learning that when you change yourself, like you said, from the atmosphere of the ones that are like wanting the fire to grow of anger and bitterness and resentment and competition and just so much stuff, right? When you change your perspective and move yourself out of that, because we got to build healthy boundaries. We got to put ourselves in healthy places. And if they're not growing you, it's time to move on and not move in fear, move in faith that the Lord's going to provide new friendships. And like you said, like, even if you're calling on somebody that you don't even have an inner circle with, but you know that they're going to pray for you, there's power behind that.
Yeah.
And it's just learning to say, once you walk through that healing, it's understanding that that person who betrayed you or is not for you or is not like, you know, for everything that you're doing, because that is the world we live in. It's like such a competition world that it becomes this nasty thing. But if you fall for it, you're going to just get drowned in it. But if you turn your perspective around to that's a kingdom daughter, I'm actually going to pray for her, mm-hmm. that the Lord encounters her, that she gets healing. There is a shift that will happen in trusting new community and learning just to see how that community flows and learning to insert yourself with, like, be real, be raw, be relatable. We have to, because we are not perfect. We cannot be these picture perfect women. And then, you know, no, who's going to relate to that? Who's going to understand our testimonies of what we've been through? So I just love how you're doing this Rise Up Women, because it's so powerful. It's so encouraging to the next woman. Like you said, okay, today I'm going to take a step of faith. I'm going to trust community again. It's so important, because somebody there at this conference can have a testimony to something that you are going through. And that can give you hope. That can give you life, honestly. Yeah. And they can just give you that encouraging word that you don't even know that, why should I go? It's probably what you're asking yourself. Why should you go to this conference? Why should I trust this community? Because number one, we're a trustworthy community, and we all have been walking through our own healing. That's how we're able to testify. And number two, we are just like you. Like, we've been there, we've been through it, but let me show you how you can get through it. Let me love on you. Let me encourage you. Let me show you there is a community that's like, hey girl, give me your hand. Let's do this together. Let me pick you up. Let's stand up together, not one or the other.
Wow, girl, that's powerful. And yes, I love that. And just going back to, like, you were talking about hurt women, mm-hmm. I think what I've learned from being hurt, and, you know, I'm not going to kind of go into that here, but I got hurt in church as a baby believer, right? But mm-hmm. I had already came with wounds of, like, my mother and my sister and all of that. So then that happens and you're like, whoa, I thought you were like this church person, like, you, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. But all that to say that what I have learned from being hurt, and I don't think I would have learned it any other way, is that everybody struggles with something.
Yes. Yes.
Everybody struggles with something.
That's so good. Yes.
Like, you know, if it's jealousy, if it's imposter syndrome, if it's your confidence, if it's thinking that, oh, because that person on Instagram, like, how many times do people do this?
Come on, social media.
I've done it in the past years ago where I'm like, oh, wow, that person, look at her marriage, right? Mm-hmm. Knowing how my marriage was, like, all the things that we can go through. And so we need to understand that people have struggles, things that they struggle with, and we have things that we struggle with. And then I think there's two types of people. There's people who act like they're got it all together, and people that are like, hey, I don't got it all together, right? But
that's why we need Jesus.
This is who I am, right? Yeah. Yes. That's exactly why we need Jesus. Because for me anyway, I know if it's not because, and I was just talking about this with someone, if I don't see myself the way God does, I'll quickly see myself the way mm-hmm. I used to be, or the way other people have seen me, or the what people said about me. So that's another reason why I think we need the right women around us who are going to mm-hmm. be like, hey, girl, well, you really are good at that. Hey, you're going to get through this season, which is a lot of what I've been hearing.
Yeah,
I would not have been okay without the women in my life, the friends that God sent my way. And I say it that way because I know God sent them my way. And even when I was going through stuff where, instead of isolating, I'm like, no, I need to tell people so they can pray for me, because I'm not okay right now. And so I love what you said too about, hey, we want to love on you. How many times, because of trauma, childhood mm-hmm. trauma or abuse or being hurt by others, we don't let people love us anymore.
Yeah. That's so good. That's exactly what I was going to say. Yes, it's a inner root that's so deep within us from childhood. And yeah, I can testify to that abandonment, growing up without a father, you know, being in a separated home, single mom home, independent, raising me to be independent. And, you know, she was the provider, so there wasn't so much physical love and emotional attachment. So being, you know, walking in that healing now, it's like I can actually break that and love my children from a place of physical, emotional, verbal love. Everything that I wanted to be grown, everything that I wanted to receive from my own parents growing up that I didn't, I can now do that. And I see that in a lot of women in the ministry who it's something that's so deeply rooted. And it does go into our adulthood, but it's not triggered until something happens. Yeah. And you're like, oh yeah, I forgot. I went through that trauma. I grew up that way. This is what I've been holding on to. And so it literally, our childhood does come into our adulthood, our friendships, our marriages, our relationships, our motherhood, singlehood, whatever it is in life, right? It's just there, but it's not going to come to the surface until we're triggered. And I really yes. feel like that's healing. Inner healing is a very important part of who we are. If we're wanting to grow in faith, if we're wanting to grow in our identity, like you said, if you didn't have women yeah. telling you who you are and your identity in Christ and just encouraging you, the enemy will steal that from you, isolate you, and just do everything that he does that he tries to do anyways. But that yeah. is the power of being centered and community that says, hey, girl, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to fast for you. I'm going to rise you up. And that is what we need today in today's world. That yeah. is what we need to teach our children, these Gen Zs that are the next generation. We need to teach them that there is a such thing as godly women that can stand and rise for the next woman. And then yes. they're going to be the next generation to do that with their children and their friends and so on, so on.
Yeah, I love it. Oh my God. I feel like we could talk about so much with this.
Yes, girl. And
I just want to encourage those of you who are listening, like, so Cassandra's going to be on it's the panel, but it's the Cafecito en Amigas live session, because I think we, like you were talking about being real, right? Mm-hmm. We need to be able to be vulnerable and be real. And like you, something that you said that I really just want to touch on really quick is maybe I've already walked through that season, right? And I had actually gone to an event where I spoke, and I don't even know why. I know that it was God now, but I wasn't going to share what I had been going through, but I did. Mm-hmm. I literally did, because what I said was, you know, I didn't want to show up.
Yeah.
And so many times we're going through stuff and we don't want to show up. We yes. don't want, because we think that what's happening to us, right, the hurt or the pain or the hard season, is like, it's so embarrassing. Mm-hmm. And anyway, at the end of this event, someone came up to me and shared their story, which was very wow. similar.
Come on.
And so we don't know, like, when we share our story, someone needs it.
Yes.
Someone needs to hear that story, because it reminds them that, hey, they're not alone, or wow, you actually walk through it. Maybe I can walk through it.
Yes. Too. Hope yeah. right there.
And that's what this conference is about. That's yes. really what it's about. It's about, hey, and you may not be in a hard season, right? And that's fine. But we want to celebrate you anyway. We want yes. to encourage you as you walk through your season and, you know, accomplish your goals. And maybe you just need that hug, that remind. I know you had said that on an episode.
Like yes, that hug, that physical touch.
That maybe you never know. Get from your mom or something.
Yeah, so, you never know. Even if you're walking in a blessed prosperity life, a hug can still do something. We never know what someone is carrying on the inside. It might look all glamorous on the outside, but we never know what someone's going to go, what's going through on the inside of them. Yes, so I agree with
it.
That hug.
Girl, oh my God. Okay. And I love it. And you just don't know who you're going to meet, because I know you and I met through someone on Instagram yes. and like, I love you now.
I know. It's like,
every time I see you,
new community. Like, it's like, just when you think you don't have no friends, boom, God sends yes. you all these friends and you're like, oh my God, I love it. I can trust them. Yes. I'm excited. You know, just, it's fun.
Yes.
It's
I fun. Love it. So Cassandra, what are you looking forward to the most? I've been asking everybody this. What are you looking forward to the most about the Rise Girl Rise conference?
I'm looking for freedom in women. I'm looking for the joy of the Lord just to fall upon them, and just from, if they're walking in with a frown, for it to be turned upside down. I know that's so cheesy. I'm a mom, but just that freedom of joy for them to be refreshed and renewed, and just, you know, just be there, just show up. Like you said, you just got to show up. Let the Lord do the rest. Just show up, girl. Just show up. And
yes.
you never know how you're going to be hit. You never know how you're going to be transformed. You never know what's going to happen. What inspiration word is going to be said that's going to give you life. You never know. Yes. You just have to show up. So I'm excited just to see all these women and under one roof be filled with joy, laughter, loving, hanging out, having fun, being free.
Yes, I love it. All right. Where can people find you? Because I know they're going to want to connect with you.
Okay. So we have an Instagram. It's freedom.ministry. I'm going to think for a minute on Instagram.
And then you have your clothing company, right?
Yep. Testify2glorify.com. We have that as well.
I love it. All right, guys. Well, go find out more about Cassandra, and I'll leave your links in the show notes. Please, if you want to grab your ticket, which I highly recommend you do because space is limited, go to fearlessmuher.com/events, grab your ticket, read more about the conference, and we can't wait for you to sit with us. God bless you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Mujer, before you go, did this episode help you in any way? I'd love to know what you thought about this episode so I know what content to keep creating for you. Do me a favor, tag me in your stories on IG at the Fearless Mujer Podcast and let me know how this episode helped you. And you know that the Fearless Mujer is not just a podcast, right? It's a sisterhood. Do me a favor, share this episode with your amigas, your primas, your tias, because something powerful happens when we lift each other up, and together we're truly powerful. So tag me, tag your amigas, share the link with them. And if you found value in this podcast, leave me a review on Apple because that means so much. And by the way, want to take the conversation deeper? Come join the podcast community. Go to fearlessmujer.com, click on podcast community, and let's talk about this episode. God bless.